Radio.com presents stories of mystery and intrigue, espionage and suspense. Hear tales of ticking time bombs, mysterious crime scenes, and cloak and dagger action. This is Relic Radio Thrillers.
Presenting the world's greatest mysteries. And now, your host.
This is Basil Rathbone. Mysteries, suspense, perhaps sudden death are the tokens of a roving reporter's trade. They're all here in these tales which Mike tells. They are the ingredients that make the news, and Mike finds them where the news is made. To anyone else, it might be just an unrelated fact. Perhaps, well, a not very interesting item of news which came in on the ticker tape. Or a word which was dropped in casual conversation. But it's enough to make him grab the fastest transport at hand and send him speeding to the scene. In a moment, our story.
Presenting Europe Confidential.
Can you get that draft through in time for the fight?
That's by next Thursday. I should think so. I'll fix it from the bank in Madrid.
And my thousands, you still have it? It's safe?
Don't worry about chicken feet like that, honey. By next Thursday, you'll be on Easy Street in the biggest house on the block.
In a moment, we'll bring you Lionel Merton as Mike Conoy, the Paris correspondent of a famous American newspaper, in another exciting story in our series, Europe Confidential.
This is Mike Conoy. Writing this column of mine, Europe Confidential, you come across all the stories in time. The sad ones, the solemn ones, and the amusing, the bizarre, right alongside them. This one, I think it might go under the title of High Comedy with a Kick. Or should I say, a knockout? I first saw Judy Diamond go to work on the American Tourist in a small, intimate nightclub called El Casa Pepito in Madrid. His name was Morgan, I found out later. He was looking at Judy over the rim of his glass as if he found her quite an eyeful. Come to that, she was. Quite an eyeful.
Just stay over in Madrid one more day, Judy. Can't you manage that?
Oh, Sam, I'd love to, but you don't know my boss. He didn't even like me coming to Madrid for the weekend, and if I'm not back in Barcelona, ready to start work tomorrow morning... Ouch!
He sounds like a slave driver.
Charles W. Chaddington is a stinker, especially to his secretary.
You say that name like I should know it.
Oh, only if you're connected with high finance. He's an American who's really in a big way here in Spain.
And I'm just a tourist, but not a pauper.
Oh, I didn't mean to imply that, Sam. Oh, you know, I'm glad I took this weekend to Madrid. Otherwise, I never would have met you.
You really mean that?
Mm-hmm.
Then stay out.
I can't.
If that guy's such a stinker, then quit your job.
Well, that's what I want to do. The only thing is, I want to make some money before I do. If only I could just figure a way to...
To what?
Well, I'm not sure that... Oh, nonsense.
What?
Oh, I started to think I shouldn't tell you about it. But I don't know why I shouldn't. You don't know Mr. Charrington, after all. We'll never see him, probably. Besides, you're nice. I like you. I'm sure I can trust you.
Sure you can. Have you got some idea?
Well, you see, Mr. Charrington's a great sportsman. Loves to gamble on fights, races, almost anything.
Matter of fact, me too.
Well, anyway, he's got this big palace of a place in Palamas near Barcelona. Oh, you know, mink-lined swimming pool, tennis courts, the works. And right on his estate, he found that one of the workmen, a Spaniard he is a wonderful boxer.
Uh-huh. So?
Pancho Rodriguez is his name, and he's really good. Well, at least, I don't know much about boxing, but the trainer Mr. Charrington brought down, and the doctor, and everybody, they all say that Pancho will be world champion.
Really? Pancho Rodriguez? Funny, I never heard of him.
No, not funny. It would be funny if you had heard of him. He's had 10 fights, won every one by a knockout. Don't you see, Mr. Charrington is keeping him under wraps. All his fights are held in secret. So that when he's matched in New York and London, he'll be absolutely unknown. Well, they're trying to get him matched against top boys, and whoever it is Pancho fights, Mr. Charrington will be able to get simply wonderful odds, you see?
Mm-hmm, beginning to. But I don't see how you figure to make any money out of this. Are you going
Let me tell you. Mr. Charrington has arranged to have Kid Garfield fly over for Pancho's next fight, his big test. In secret, of course. Now, Mr. Charrington always tries to get his guests to bet against him. He takes Pancho, and he'll give big odds because he's so sure of Pancho.
Yeah, and?
Pancho has agreed with me that he'll lose this next fight if I give him the word. He'll... What's the expression?
Take a dive?
That's it. For a price. Mr. Charrington's been giving him a purse of 5,000 every time he wins. Well, we agreed I'd give him twice that if he loses.
This Charrington, he gives good odds on Pancho?
Last time he was trying to find takers at 2-1.
How can you lose?
I know. Isn't it awful?
What's awful? It's a smart scheme for a girl to have thought up. What's the hitch?
Well, even with all my savings, I couldn't win enough to pay off Pancho. But besides,
You're going to have someone to do your betting for you?
Exactly. Oh, I guess I'm just stuck with my job for a while longer.
What would you say if I offered to put up some of the capital for you?
Oh, no, Sam, don't be foolish. This isn't your affair.
Business proposition, of course. I'd expect half the profits, don't forget, after Pancho's been paid off.
But have you got that kind of money?
On a sure thing like this, I sure have.
Oh, Sam, look, I'll give you all my savings right now.
Hey, wait a minute.
$1,000, if you can only help me out.
You don't need to give me your money, Judy. I can...
Look on it as a way for me to prove my good faith. Let's both have another drink on it, shall we? To celebrate our partnership. Oh, Sam, you're wonderful. And you'll be able to raise some cash to bet?
On this kind of proposition, I'll have $30,000 in cash at least. I guess when you leave for Barcelona, I'll be coming with you.
Quick work, Judy. Where'd you park him?
He's at the National Hotel. Is the estate all rented?
Everything's under control. I only have it for a week, though, so we'll have to work fast. Mm-hmm. Where have you planned to have me meet him?
At the bullfights tonight.
Fine.
Make a bet with him, any kind of bet.
And being certain to lose. Uh-huh. Fine. Is he right?
He's itching to meet you, dear Mr. Charrington.
There's an old saying, and it's as true as it's old, that you can't cheat an honest man. But wave the bait, and very few honest men go by. That's the philosophy Judy Diamond and her friend Charles W. Charrington worked on. So events took their natural course, and Sam Morgan, who thought the meeting at the bullfights had been very cleverly contrived by Judy, found himself now an acquaintance of the great Mr. Charrington, and richer by a couple of $100.
Well, either you're uncommonly lucky or you certainly are an expert on bullfights.
Just luck, Mr. Charrington. Beginner's luck.
Thought that bull would last longer than you figured.
Oh, well, it cost me $230. Let's see, there you are. What was your name again?
Morgan. Sam Morgan from Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the insurance game. Glad to give you a chance to win some of this back. When's the next bullfight?
Well, I believe it's next week. How long do you plan to stay in Barcelona?
Well, I'm not sure.
Hey, tell me, do you like boxing much?
Oh, yeah. I get to the fights whenever I can.
Hmm. Well, maybe you'd like to drop out for lunch sometime. I've got a little place along the coast.
Oh, that's very kind of
you. Oh, it makes a difference when you meet people abroad. I know that. Let's say Thursday. How would that suit?
Fine.
Tell me, where are you staying?
At the Nacional.
Well, I'll have my chauffeur pick you up at noon. Just a few friends, you know. General Van Store and a business acquaintance of mine and one or two others. And my secretary, Miss Judith Diamond.
The technique of the confidence man is delusion. And delusion can be so simple. A big car and a chauffeur in livery, a rented mansion, a few actor friends playing distinguished parts as luncheon guests.
Oh, Tim, let me introduce Mr. Morgan, Rear Admiral Jansen and Mrs. Jansen.
How do you do?
And this is General Van Sickle, Mr. Morgan.
How do you do? I'm very good.
Miss Frazier, Mr. Morgan.
Frazier.
Oh, Mary, maybe you better get Mr. Morgan a cocktail. Oh, and this is Miss Diamond, Mr. Morgan. Miss Diamond is my right hand and general factotum. Anything you want, just mention it to her. Excuse me, will you?
Yes, please.
Yes, they set the stage well. A phony rear admiral, a phony general, a phony movie starlet. First they fed him lunch and then a good Havana cigar. Then all and sundry went for a stroll down to the specially outfitted training quarters.
Oh, Charles, this is the fighter you were telling us about.
Discovered him yourself, I understand, Charrington.
That's right, General.
Hey, how about that? Is that why you were asking me if I want to prize fights, Mr. Charrington?
Well, what do you think of him? He's fast, isn't he?
Certainly is. What's his name?
Well, I call him Young Pancho. Of course, I don't know yet whether he's any good or not. He hasn't fought a single fight.
He hasn't? He hasn't? He looks so sharp, I'd have sworn.
Oh,
that...
he's beautiful. He's so graceful.
No, he's fighting for the first time next Thursday. Tell me, you've heard of Kid Garfield from the States?
Oh, sure, I've seen him.
I understand Garfield's pretty good. He's been holidaying in Paris. So I've gotten him to fly over and go a few rounds with young Pancho. I'm making up a purse for the winner.
Charles, off Kid Garfield's record and seeing that young Pancho has never had a fight, I hate to do it, but I might take some of your money away from you at a friendly wager.
Oh, trust Mr. Charrington, General. He'll see to it that the odds work for him.
maybe I can give you a chance to win your $230 back, Mr. Charrington. What's the matter?
Excuse me, Mr. Morgan. I'm really sorry. That's shocking bad manners. I was just amused at the idea, that's all.
Idea of what?
Well, you see, I was planning to make up a purse of $10,000 in the fight, and any side bets that I place on Pancho, well, I'd want to make sure that my winnings would cover the purse, don't you see? $230.
I might possibly be able to bet a stake that would interest you.
Oh, well, that would be fine, Mr. Morgan, fine. Well, look, everybody, shall we stroll over and watch Kid Garfield spar a round or two? He's got quite a punch. But I don't fancy he's the boxer that young Pancho is.
Well, what do you think, Sam?
He said this was Pancho's first fight coming up.
Oh, he always tells people that, don't you see? That way, they're likely to bet him a lot more money. That's the kind of man he is. And that's one reason I hate him so much.
I see what you mean. Well, say, here he comes.
Who? Oh, Pancho.
Signorita.
Have a good workout?
Gracias, it was fine. I feel best I ever feel.
But don't forget now, Pancho. Third round, that's our agreement.
Signorita, what are you seeing?
Oh, don't worry about Sam here, Pancho. He's my partner in the deal.
But, Signorita, if too many people find out...
Now, don't worry, Pancho. I said it's all right. Third round, and that's our bargain?
Si. Third round.
Good. Hey, you, Pancho. Get in the showers.
Buenas tardes, senor. Signorita.
Well, Sam...
I'll go in with it, Judy. Looks good to me.
Oh, wonderful.
Carrington, he got me a little sore. I'm going to show him. I'll take him for plenty.
What do you mean?
I'll have to get a draft from the States, but I think I can work it so that I can put my hands on $45,000.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah. At good odds, say, 2-1, we'll clear...
So much, I just can't think of it. Oh, Sam, I just want to kiss you.
Okay with me, honey.
Can you get that draft through in time for the fight?
That's by next Thursday? Mm-hmm. I should think so. I'll fix it with the bank in Madrid.
And my thousands, you still have it? It's safe?
Don't you worry about chicken feed like that, honey. By next Thursday, you'll be on Easy Street, in the biggest house on the block.
If I'd known in time what Judy Diamond and her boyfriend Charrington had planned, maybe I could have saved Sam Morgan some money. The trouble was, though I knew something was brewing, I didn't know the details, not until later. I didn't know that a brief few days later, having waved the bait in front of their fish, they were about to hook him, but good.
Well, and over the brandy, I'm ready to start accepting bets. $10 as usual, of course. Well, General, 6-4...
Well, Charles, those are good enough odds. I suppose I bet 25,000. I'm taking Garfield now.
Fine, fine. Just give your 25 to Judy here. And
oh, no, wait. I don't want to be carrying all this money around, Mr. Charrington.
Well, here, I'll tell you what. Take this little satchel. You can stuff it all in there. Well, Judd? Well, fire and thunder, man. I'll tell you what. I'll give you 2-1.
I'll take those odds, Charrington.
What's that? Oh, Morgan. Oh, fine, sir, fine. I'll take your $230 if I can't get any larger action from these gentlemen.
My wager on Garfield is $46,000, Mr. Charrington.
Fine, fine. You've got cash, of course. Look, give it to Judy here. And Judy, here's my end.
I guess I should have waited for these odds to go up.
Oh, Mr. Charrington, I hate to be carrying all this money around.
Is it getting heavy, Judy? Well, all right, here, Morgan. Suppose you be appointed custodian of the stakes.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on, man. I'm sure everyone here trusts you. Well, can I get any more action? Okay, there's just one thing I want to say before we all go to the ring. Ladies and gentlemen.
The philosophy is an old one, but it always works. Make the victim feel guilty. Make him think it's going to be easy money. Show him you trust him. Yes, they pulled all the tricks on Sam Morgan. And then down to the specially constructed ring, where perhaps 50 people were gathered round. All of them, of course, were in the scheme, except Sam Morgan. But not all of them were on the payroll. Some of them were friends, gamblers, confidence men and their girls, anxious to watch the fun. So while Judy Diamond sat close to Morgan, exchanging glances full of meaning, the fighters came out for the first round. Round one was a warm-up, the fighters pretending to measure each other. Fancy footwork.
Come on, Pancho!
Watch him, Garfield!
Oh,
trust Charles for a good
show!
Come on!
Yes, it was a good show. Artistic. Even some action. Whop! That was because Pancho went down on his knees. Garfield really clipped him. Morgan, down at ringside, eyed the satchel, hoping that Pancho would make it look good. Then Pancho went down again.
2, 3, 4, 5. How about it, Morgan? Enjoying the fight?
Yeah, sure. But your boy didn't look very good in there.
Don't you worry about Pancho. He'll be all right. I'll just go down and have a word with his handler.
Sure. Judy, he ought to make it look better than this.
What's the matter, Sam?
Pancho. He should make it more of a fight. Otherwise, they'll suspect.
Oh, you leave that to Pancho. And be careful. We don't want to seem too friendly.
So the fighters came out for round two, and the farce went on. A cut opened up under Pancho's eye. The crowd responded.
He's on your Pancho. Garfield. What's that laugh?
Upstairs. Work on his eyes, Garfield.
Another spectacular piece of artistry. Pancho is down. He gets up again. Weakly spars his way through to the end of the round. The principals are working to a climax now. Morgan jovially chides Charrington about his fighter's form. Charrington appears surly and worried, and they wait for round three. This is where it happens. The fighters come out both slugging. Pancho shoots a left to Garfield's face, takes a right cross, dances back with hands down and guard wide open. Then another right from Garfield catches Pancho, who falls back and looks very dazed. Now the moment has arrived. Garfield steps in, measures Pancho, swings a terrific right, and misses. And Garfield falls, arms flailing, blood spurting from his mouth.
What happened?
Pancho got a concussion. Where's the doctor? Hurry, man! What's happened?
What happened, Judy?
Gosh, Sam, I don't know. He just fell over. The doctor's getting into the ring.
Get me my bag, at once. On the seat, there.
Doctor, what happened?
This man is hemorrhaging. He's in a very bad shape.
I never touched him, Santissima Madre de Dios.
Apparently, you didn't need to touch him. Stand back, please.
Doctor, what is it? Nothing serious.
As serious as it can be, Mr. Charrington. This man is dead.
The scheme to stage the phony fight had ended in tragedy, or so it seemed, as the crowd huddled round the ring, and one of his seconds placed a blanket over the fallen Kid Garfield.
Dad? But how?
Apparently, Mr. Charrington, when he missed that terrific swing, he burst a blood vessel. Completely chance. Couldn't have been predicted.
But are you sure?
Charrington, your guests.
Oh, yes, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, I must ask you all to leave at once. Now, look, please say nothing of what has happened here tonight. I'm very much afraid we are accessories to homicide if this ever gets out.
Sam?
Yeah?
Quick,
good night,
the money.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There.
What are you going to do?
Please leave.
What do you think? Take it.
But we lost. We lost the bet.
I don't care. He'll never be able to report us. He'll be too busy trying to hush this thing up.
Yeah, but...
Listen, a plane leaves from Madrid at 11 tonight. Grab it. I'll meet you at El Casa Pepita tomorrow at noon.
But, Judy, we're liable to be arrested on a homicide raid.
Well, don't you think I know that? Well, go on, beat it. I'll meet you in Madrid. Hurry.
But I've got no money left.
Here. Quick, before they see I've got the satchel. Here's 100. Goodbye, Sam. And Sam, listen.
Yeah, what?
Hurry.
The most artistic aspect of his swindle was that Morgan fled, convinced he was in for real trouble, homicide trouble, completely forgetful of his $45,000. And as soon as he was safely off the rented estate, the Confederates gathered round for the payoff.
Well, this is good business, Johnny. How you like my act?
Oh, you're a wonderful Pancho. Garfield, the way you bit into that bladder of chicken blood, I thought it would never stop coming out.
The doc slipped me a second bladder when he was inspecting me.
Yes, and then you had to go and bite into it so that the blood spurted all over my brand new suit. $200 this suit cost me. The dry cleaning bill comes out of your end.
Don't worry, Doc. I'll take care of it. Oh, $45,000. Where's the satchel? Come on. We'll split up the profits now.
Yes.
Here it is.
Hey, where's Judy? She's the one that deserves some praise. Oh, the way she hooked that poor face. Judy!
Well, she must have gone inside for something.
Okay, I'll take her cut and give it to her later. Hand me that satchel. Oh, you know, whenever I think of the expression on that Morgan's puss... Why, you know, I'll bet he was... What's this?
What's
that? What?
Something wrong.
That seventh daughter of a seventh daughter, that double crossing, no sex, triple crossing, Rhinek, which that?
Who, child?
Diamond! Judy Diamond! She's run off with my money!
Hey,
no! Not yours, you idiots! I've got enough to pay you off your salaries, every penny. It's the bet she's absconded with. Gosh, one of the shrewdest schemes I've ever hatched, and she has to throw the queer in it. Listen to her note. She says, and I'm leaving $5 for your end, Charles. That'll be enough to pay for your long-distance phone call to tell me what you think of me. I'll be in Madrid tonight, but after that, who knows where I'll be. Love, Judy.
So the best laid schemes, they say, can come unstuck. How did I get all the details of this little plot and counterplot? Well, I got them from Judy Diamond herself. I ran into her in Madrid, and the story was so good she couldn't resist telling me before she vanished into smoke along with her newly acquired husband. Yep, Sam Morgan. She picked him up in Madrid the next day as arranged and found that she kind of liked him after all. People are funny, aren't they? Goodbye now.
You have been listening to Lionel Merton as Mike Conoy in another exciting episode in the series, Europe Confidential.
This is Basil Rathbone again. It seems mystery is a tonic to our friend Mike. So another story has gone to press, another mystery solved. But there are many more stories to tell. They have their beginnings in the dark alleyways or the, well, brightly lit boulevards of Europe. We hope you'll join us again to hear them. Goodbye now till we meet again to listen to another of the world's greatest mysteries.
Show for this week, but don't forget there are thousands more like it at RelicRadio.com. Horror, strange tales, science fiction, crime, all available for free. If you'd like to donate to Relic Radio and help keep it all free, you can do that through the website as well. Visit donate.relicradio.com to find out more about that and see the special downloadable sets that are available. My thanks to those who have donated, and thanks for listening today. Talk to you again next week.